I see commencement speakers booed when. AI. That's funny. What a backlash. What a backlash for AI. Who knows where all of this will go? Relentless positive radio when we can, and sometimes maybe not. Caitlin Buss, the best, deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News, here to talk about, well, it says here, big week ahead for Trump-backed primary candidates after some early election season successes. Well, that's good. Let's hear about that, Caitlin. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Good to be with you. Yeah, we've got, I guess, an interesting election coming up here tomorrow. The one that's kind of drawn me in most, I think, is this contest between Thomas Massie and this Trump-backed candidate in Kentucky. You know, Trump has taken the full force of his ire out on him, on Thomas Massie for, you know, in his mind, breaking with the Republican Party on various things. But I think what we're seeing is that the Trump endorsement, you know, in certain places still has a ton of weight, and probably in any place with a lot of GOP voters. It still, you know, can make or break people's political careers. So I think that's even against, you know, the background of higher disapproval ratings and concerns over, you know, cost of living and all that. In GOP primaries, Trump can still make or break it.
We had the story of Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana over the weekend losing his Republican primary and the chance to seek a third term because President Trump targeted him for defeat in retaliation for voting to convict him in his impeachment trial 5 years ago. So I was pleasantly surprised that the president still has, as you just pointed out, Caitlin Buss, a great deal of power.
Yeah, no, I think there's been a lot of interest in how these were going to go and, you know, kind of a measure of how Trump is doing right now, especially as we're heading into the midterms in November. And so it's been a little surprising to me, too. But, you know, again, I think that's in you're seeing it kind of in the South. You know, there's probably more GOP voters down there in heavy GOP areas. People kind of feel that safety to, you know, talk about Republican politics a ton and get in the weeds on that. And Trump has felt safe to endorse in those races. With Massie, I mean, he's targeted him. When you look at Michigan, I think it might play a little differently. I'd be surprised if Trump gets as involved up here and he's said, or his surrogates have said he's not going to, at least in the GOP gubernatorial race, because, you know, as much as it would help solidify a leader in that race, it might also have some backlash in November if that person, you know, were to win. So just different parts of the country need to weigh it differently. And I think Trump has evolved a lot in knowing when to weigh in and when not.
The one that's caught my attention, and it's meaningless in the scheme of things. Well, maybe not meaningless. I mean, think of the idea of L.A. turning around and being a good place to live, or San Francisco turning around and being a good place to live, or New York City turning around and being a good place to live. So these things are not meaningless. But this Spencer Pratt certainly has gotten a great deal of attention, hasn't he, Caitlin?
Yeah, he has. And, you know, I like his really direct style. I mean, a lot of people do. And I just actually saw, you know, hard to keep up with all these races, but on X, I saw he responded to someone, you know, he's been obviously, you know, displaced because of the fires out there and just kind of a real down to earth, you know, I had to move out of my house. You know, what is this criticism for? So I think we're seeing that authentic style really resonate, obviously in a place like California that's just been destroyed. Someone like that has a huge opportunity to win.
And is he a Republican or an independent?
I would have to clarify. I think he might be an independent.
That's what Mike Parsons was telling me off air. I said, is he a Republican? Okay. And he said he might be an independent.
Yeah, I'm not. I would have to check for sure. Like I said, I mean, I've seen his ads. I've, you know, kept up with the commentary around him. But
well, the latest thing he's saying.
Too far away for me to know the weeds.
Well, anyway, the latest thing is he's saying that if a Democrat like Karen Karp, if Karen Karp gets reelected, that bozo, I can't call them stupid anymore. If that ignorant, that was a line from Saturday Night Live many years ago. I'm not going to use the whole line. Ignorant Karen Bass, the current mayor who has failed in every way. He said if she wins or the other Democrat wins, he's moving out of California. He'll take the money he got from the insurance company or is going to get, and he won't rebuild his house, which, by the way, that was a very effective commercial where he shows his little motorhome that he supposedly had to live in. Of course, he took some of the insurance money and moved into a hotel, and people tried to hold that against him. But be that as it may, the guy just is catching a lot of people's attention. Mike, you join in on this. Was he on some kind of reality show or something? Was he a television star before he decided to run for mayor?
Yes, and Danielle is well-versed in this as well. Yeah, he was on a show on MTV called The Hills, where he was the quote-unquote villain on the show.
Best villain in history. He's also been on many other reality TV shows where he is also the villain and whatnot. He's the best.
Do you like this guy? Would you vote for him?
I love him. I would vote for him in a heartbeat.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got all that right, Caitlin.
There you go.
That's the younger demographic that's so hard to capture.
He's very passionate about the things that he likes or the things that he's interested in. For a while, he was really interested into holistic medicine and holistics and crystals. So he was really engulfed in that. So I trust him. When with this passion he has now.
So, Caitlin, if you need any research on Spencer Pratt, we have someone
I know.
For you.
I'm going to go.
No, Caitlin, stay.
I'm afraid to ask her what she thinks of that slug Luigi who just won a case in a court. Not the important one. The gun is still going to be evidence, but stuff that was found in his backpack several feet away from him, they're going to say was not legally investigated, but that's just, a clip and a passport and whatever. There's plenty of proof that this guy should go to prison at the very least for the rest of his life. But anyway, I'm not going to ask Danielle where she stands on Luigi.
He goes to jail. It's
oh,
fine.
Good. Oh,
yeah.
I'm so glad. I've been afraid to ask you. Well, I'm sure, Caitlin, you're happy that you're a part of this conversation.
it's a big election, I mean, people are frustrated with a lot of things. It'll be interesting to see where all of this lands in 2026.
It really will be. And it's interesting to see so far that the president still has great sway with his party. And that's a good thing. You want a president to still get along with his own party because, the other party's going to hate him no matter what he does, right or wrong.
Yeah, well, he had a lot of capital built up, so I think it's a lot of it's still there.
What are you working on this week?
Looking ahead, there's been quite a bit going on with MSU, obviously, even just last night. So I've been looking at that. And again, looking into some of these congressional races and how everything is heating up for the summer.
Are you going to be able to make it up to Mackinac for Sandy Baruja's chamber conference?
I am not, but Nolan will be there, and we've been planning for that, and we'll have a couple other people from the news up there.
All right.
It sounds like a great program.
Always is.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about you behind your back, but it's all good things because that's what you are. You're good at everything you do. We appreciate it, Caitlin.
If it's not, just don't tell me. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Because then it won't matter. Caitlin Buss, Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the award-winning Detroit News. Heading toward 12:30 at 760 WJR.